ABC Radio Australia.
There could be history in the making in Suva tomorrow when Papua New Guinea takes on Solomon Islands in the OFC Women's Nation Cup final. PNG has dominated women's soccer in the islands for years, and it would be no surprise if they were to regain the title they first won on the same ground 3 years ago. But after losing their opening match of the tournament to the host nation Fiji, Solomon Islands have gone from strength to strength, led by their inspirational captain Eileen Peggy. So could there be a new name etched on the OFC Nations Cup tomorrow night? The match will be shown live and free on FIFA Plus, and we're joined online from Suva now by one of the half the TV commentary team, Satish Naren. Welcome to Pacific Beat.
Bula Venaka from Fiji.
Bula. Let's start with the champions, PNG. Have they got their mojo back after a slowish start to the tournament?
I think Papua New Guinea is the team to beat. Knowing that they've got a very formidable side, packed with the champion Hekari Women's FC team that played in the recent OFC Women's Champions League in Tahiti. So, you know, and they are the only undefeated side, with the captain Ramona Padio and joint top goal scorer at the moment, Mari Kaipu. She's on target. She's scored in every match, just missed out in the semi-final. They are looking good, and they should be the team to beat.
What is it that makes PNG so hard to beat? No island team has ever got the better of them in the competition.
Oh, I think Papua New Guinea, they are very big as far as women's football goes. They are playing in the 11th tournament of the OFC Women's Nations Cup. You know, more than 50% than any other nation that is competing. So they've been in the game for a while. They've got a very good setup in Papua New Guinea. They sort of fizzled away a little bit, but they're back in. Fiji beat them in the 2018 Women's Nations Cup semi-final, 5-1. But, you know, Papua New Guinea have recovered. Papua New Guinea are back on track, and you know, they are looking to create history. First island nation trying to win back-to-back Nations Cup tournament.
For Solomon Islands, history begins. But are they good enough to beat Papua New Guinea this time around?
I think what the Solomon Islands will bring against Papua New Guinea is physicality. That's what Fiji couldn't bring against Papua New Guinea. That's what the other teams in the group stage couldn't do against Papua New Guinea. But the Solomon Islands play sort of a similar style of football when you compare it with Papua New Guinea. And that physicality will be there from the Solomon Islands. And they got, like you mentioned, Eileen Peggy. You know, she is a pocket rocket. She is so good around the field, and she links up with her teammate so well. She is an inspiration for the Solomon Islands. And then they got players like Madeline Arukau and Lorena Solosaya and Alma Gogoni. You know, they are some big names, and who have been playing some good football over the last 10, 12 days. So if they turn up to play and if they can bring their football brains into action with a little bit of physicality, they have all the chance against Papua New Guinea. This is the final, you know, and they will be going all out to, you know, do the unthinkable, I think.
Indeed, their captain, Eileen Peggy, was the first female player from the Solomons to be given a professional contract in New Caledonia, in fact. How highly do you rate her?
I think she is very good. You know, just nippy around the field. You know, just the football IQ that she has is top notch. You know, she knows when to run into spaces, and you know, as a forward line player, as a striker, she needs to anticipate those kind of things. She anticipates what the defender will do, a move ahead, and things like that. So her football IQ is quite you know, like top notch, and I rate her very highly. She's in my book, you know, she would be in the top three to win the golden ball or the player of the tournament title.
So if Peggy is on song, the chances of a Solomon's win would appear to be that much greater.
right? In sport, if you have a player that is rated quite high, is a big star in the team, and if they turn up on the day of the game and they're 100% and they're playing very well, and they just lift the others around them. So the same would happen on the other side for Papua New Guinea. If their captain Padio and goal scorer Kaipu, they turn up on the day and they are really good, the players around them will also lift. But for Peggy, I think she is the only one in the Solomon Islands team that can lift everyone around her. She has that mana in her game. She has that spirit. She's always smiling, but she's hard when it comes to the game game time, and she executes things very well. So I think Peggy will be the game breaker for Solomon Islands.
Would a Solomon's win be a good thing for the development of women's soccer across Oceania by showing the other nations that PNG are not invincible?
You just nailed it. I think that is something that I was going to use in the commentary tomorrow. Solomon Islands have got more than a final to play. I think they can show to the rest of the Oceania nations that if you put your heart and soul and everything into good preparation, and you have a good structure, and you have good coaching staff, and the players can stand up, any team can beat Papua New Guinea on the day, and the Solomon Islands have a big chance to do that tomorrow. Mind you, no team has beaten Papua New Guinea in this tournament, so the Solomon Islands have their work cut out tomorrow. But yes, if they win, that'll be great for football in the region.
And Satish, which team is your pick to win this weekend?
That's a tough question. That's really tough. I've been asked this same question. I've been around town yesterday and early this morning. I met a couple of people and they are all asking, oh, big final tomorrow. Who are you picking? And it's a tough question. My heart wants the Solomon Islands to win, because that'll be good for football. That will be good for women's football, for the growth of the game in the Solomon Islands and in other countries like Vanuatu, the Melanesian countries, Vanuatu, Fiji, and even the smaller countries can take heart out of that. But PNG will be very tough to beat. They've got a very good coach in Erickson Komeng. They have a very balanced, well-balanced side, from the goalkeeper to Mari Kaipu up front. I think one of the best sides that I've seen in a while in women's football. So that will be tough to beat. So, my heart wants Solomon's to win, but, Papua New Guinea will be very tough to beat.
Satish Naren, the voice of rugby in Fiji, but right now the voice of the OFC Women's Nation Cup as well. And he'll be on the mic with co-commentator Asinata Wainingolo for the big game tomorrow night. That's PNG taking on Solomon Islands.